This is episode number 2508 of the Who Cares News for Friday, August 18th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jamie Foxx is grateful for where he is today following his health scare earlier this year.
I think I would be grateful just being able to, you know, sit up and take nourishment
right.
If I were him. Apparently it was a bad scene.
Bad mamma jamma.
Bad scene. Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at a man who is thankful. Finally starting to feel like myself. He wrote on Instagram Wednesday alongside a series of photos of himself. It's been an unexpected dark journey, but I can see the light.
So I got a question because I looked at the photos, and you got to swipe left to see them all. Uh-huh. He's trying, I think, to show you different sides of his face and head to make sure that, you know, he doesn't have any deformities, but he's wearing big, oversized eyeglasses.
Uh-huh.
Now, they're fashionable because, you know, Jamie Foxx doesn't wear anything that isn't fashionable.
That's
and he
for
does
sure.
have a part of this... inexpensive, that's the word I want to use, sunglass line, remember?
Yeah, he does.
They're cool, yet they're cheap.
Yeah.
Did I say cheap? I mean, inexpensive.
Reasonably priced.
And he has a bucket hat on, so you can't see the top of his head. But there's other images from the last month that show him waving and golf playing and,
always
yachting.
Always with glasses on.
Super yachting. Yeah, that's right. He's always had that. So there's the connection. Because some people thought he was blind. And he says he's not blind.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
He says, I'm thankful to everyone that reached out and sent well wishes and prayers. I have a lot of people to thank. You just don't know how much it meant.
Yeah.
I'll be thanking all of you personally. Really?
Yeah.
Will he come over?
Yeah, I think he'll come over. I think we can get him to come in.
Okay.
We won't make fun of his glasses.
We'll ask him if
but
we
his
can
hat,
get some
his
free
hat is
swag.
Another thing. I'm not sure that hat really works on you, Jamie. That's all I'm saying, buddy.
And
I've got a million jokes in there. I'm just going to let that lie. Sorry.
He said, and if you didn't know, God is good all day, every day. Amen.
Yeah, of course. Amen.
Back in April, Jamie's daughter, Corinne Foxx, shared that her father experienced a medical complication.
A stroke.
Following a month, Corinne confirmed that he'd been out of the hospital for weeks recuperating.
From a stroke at a stroke center.
Since then, Jamie's been seen out and about again. However, he's kept specific dates of his medical complication private. And he did say if it hadn't been for his sister.
Oh, no, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he had a stroke. What else could it have been? He was probably unresponsive. We've seen that from a bunch of stars. Don't know if he was taking a little extra fentanyl or whatever. I mean, you know. What's the deal?
Well, maybe he just had a stroke.
Maybe he just had a stroke.
But
apparently it was worse than it was supposed to be, is kind of what he's making it sound like.
It's like,
well, you know, whatever, he's back from the dead.
But he says that, I just didn't want my people to see me like that.
I got that.
But why not?
And, like what? That's
why
the question.
Why not?
Well, my question is, see you like what?
Because, you know, everyone's used to seeing me happy and... And, you know, full of positivity. We like to see humans, too.
Yeah, right.
It just cheapens the whole thing by saying, you can't see
me.
About
this whole thing. It's like, dude, you know what? Still haven't heard you talk on a radio show. You know, it's like, I don't know how you sound. You know, we've only heard you talk, you know, write. So, and you're not blind, okay, because you got the glasses. Or maybe you're letting people dress you because I don't know what the hell is wrong with that hat, man. I don't know what's wrong with that hat.
Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard want you to know they are definitely not swingers, okay? Okay?
Where did I get that from?
Well, a rumor that the famed couple are into group sex is back in full swing thanks to Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
What? Wait, what are they doing? Are they giving mixed signals out there? Come over for dinner and stay for some pineapple sundae.
Oh, gosh.
And pet the pink flamingo on the way
out. Oh. Kristen was a guest on Hubby Dax's podcast, Armchair Expert.
Which is a great podcast. I mean, it is. It's a lot of fun. Dax is great. I love it.
Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's funny.
He's funny.
They're a funny couple.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They're
they
hilarious.
Don't match.
They really don't.
No, they're... She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's wholesome looking. She's, you know.
But she's got a wicked, wicked sense of humor.
Well, that's the thing. You watch The Good Place or anything like that, and you go like, this is not Anna from Frozen. No, no.
No, no.
No, no. She's a different person.
She's got a...
In fact, she's not even the lady on
righteous
the...
Righteous sense of humor, man.
She's not even the lady
crazy.
On the furniture commercials.
No. So she does go with him sense of humor-wise.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, that's
simpatico
yeah,
there.
Do. Yeah. And anyway, they don't bathe their children until they start to stink. And then,
on Monday, they allowed an opportunity to clear up some misinformation about themselves, including an alleged rumor that they've hosted orgies or swinging parties.
Wow. Wow. Rumors. Rumor has it.
So Kristen says, I know exactly where that came from. It's because you frequently make key party jokes.
Oh, it's a party joke.
So she tells that to Dax. We'll have a dinner party or something, and as we're sitting down, you'll say, everybody leave your keys.
Well, you know, when you're sober, you have to have a side hustle.
That's
which
true.
Is comedy. Yeah. And what better way to do comedy than dark comedy?
Of
and,
course.
Yeah.
And he says that they're at his podcast, for his podcast guests, yeah, he kind of makes some more cracks with them as well.
I'm trying to think if he does or not. Yeah, I guess he does, now that I think about it. I haven't listened to it in a while.
He says some of the guests realize afterwards, oh, we do not have the same sense of humor.
However, he's smart. Because outside of forgetting Sarah Marshall, I don't think there's a human alive that is attracted to women that doesn't think that Kristen Bell is somebody they'd want to sleep with. I'm just going to put that out there. Got
girl,
my hand up over
door.
Here. Yeah, she's girl next door.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. She's down to earth. She's not afraid to play with the boys. Get her hands dirty.
She's tough gal.
In the sandbox, if you will. Right?
Anyway, he was like, hey, if you guys are ever in L.A. and you want to swing.
Boy, he just doesn't let up, does he? Oh, my God.
Nah. They
yeah,
make fun.
Cool. They do make fun. And that's good because deep down they both have some pretty deep set problems that they've been very public about.
They've been very public, yes.
And they are yin and yang, but she's about 3 feet shorter than him. Well, she's 3 feet shorter than anybody. So,
well,
anyway.
She's a little bit of a little slip of a gal.
Yeah. With our apologies to Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell's children, because they really need to bathe. And mommy, give me a bath.
Oh,
I stink. And Halle Berry, more Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.